You're listening to Make It Possible Ukraine Volunteer Heroes Stories, the podcast about volunteers who have made a difference in Ukraine. Together, we can make it possible for people in Ukraine. Welcome to today's episode of our Volunteer Heroes Stories. I'm excited to introduce Chris, a dedicated middle school teacher from Sacramento, California. Beyond the classroom, he coaches basketball, American football, and track and field. Chris's journey into volunteering began with his passion for working with children and his commitment to helping them learn and grow. Last year, he had a unique experience of teaching Ukrainian students, which sparked a deep connection to the war in Ukraine and a desire to make a difference. Chris was volunteering with Ukrainians in Poland last summer. Eager to have a more direct impact and utilize his teaching skills, Chris has set his sights on volunteering with Make It Possible Ukraine this summer. We're thrilled to have Chris here to share his experience and inspirations. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Kat. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
So just to give background to our listeners, we're in Lviv, Ukraine right now. It's mid-July. And we are in the middle of summer program with Make It Possible Ukraine, which we honored to have Chris as our volunteer. Chris, why did you decide to come to Ukraine? What connection do you have to Ukraine, to Ukrainian people?
Yeah, so as you mentioned in the intro, I guess it was 2 years ago now, I was teaching seventh grade math at the time, and I had a few Ukrainian students at the start of the year, two sisters, Nadia and Angelina from Odessa, came. Only one of them was in my class. Only Nadia was actually a seventh grader. So she was in my class at the start of the year. She told me she spoke more Russian than Ukrainian, so I started learning Russian so that I can be able to communicate with her because she didn't speak any English at the time. And then a third student came, Lera, halfway through the year from Rivne. And then they all got put in my class because the older ones were kind of struggling with the language barrier in eighth grade math. So they just did, they were happier in one class altogether. So it was a great experience for me too. And my room just kind of became a safe space for them, I guess. Like they gave me a huge Ukrainian flag that's still in my classroom.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they come in at lunch and just, I was just always so impressed with them. Like everything they've been through, getting forced out of their homes, coming through like several countries before getting to the States and
it's
then
tough.
Leaving older siblings behind. Yeah.
Crazy.
But they're still like the nicest, most respectful, like hardworking students and still happy and having fun despite all of that. So I was just impressed with like the resilience. And I think it speaks to the resilience of Ukrainian people in general, too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Were you not afraid coming to Ukraine?
I'll be honest. Last year, I volunteered in Poland with another organization, All Hands and Hearts. But it was like mostly, once I got there, I realized it was mostly construction, which was important work. Like we're working at refugee centers in Poland and stuff, at distribution centers. But it wasn't really what I wanted to do. Like I was looking more to work with Ukrainians directly, especially kids. And so I thought about coming here after that, but got a little nervous and decided not to. But then I was just watching the stories on Instagram from your account and just regretted it the whole time. So I made the decision that I was for sure going to come this summer.
And it's totally fine to be a little bit scared.
Yeah.
It's very uncontrollable situation. So, for example, today we feel like it's super safe, but the next day something can happen here. So it's still like I think we have this illusion of safety in Western Ukraine, but it doesn't mean it's going to help. So it takes, I'm glad you're here, but it's okay that it might take some time to actually want you to do that. But once you get here, you don't feel that anymore because you're surrounded by people and they experience the same thing. So I think it's like that fear just disappears somewhere. Don't you agree with me?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like I had read before I came that Lviv was like pretty much similar to what it was before the war. And I mean, there's still signs of the war, like the air alerts and I mean, if you're walking through the main square around 11, 11:30, there's military funerals and the power outages. But Yeah, the way people act makes you feel really comfortable. I mean, my first air alert, I was sitting at a restaurant, the siren started going off, and the girl just brings out my food smiling, and I was like, well, I guess there's nothing
fine.
To worry about. We're fine, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely feels very safe here. But, like you said, it is still
never
at war,
know.
So you never know. But, yeah, I feel comfortable here, and I would definitely, I'm already planning on coming back next year.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
So tell us more. How was your experience, volunteering experience so far?
It's been fantastic. It's been like everything I hoped it'd be. Like one of the best things I've ever done. So I'm happy. I'm very happy that I did it. The kids are amazing. Like they're all, again, similar to the girls I had back in the States, everything they've been through. You know, it's amazing their resiliency. To
I
still
actually
be
heard
happy
from
fun.
Some other volunteers that he was surprised how much kids here wants to learn compared to some other countries, just because they already have it all. And here it's like they really have to fight for everything they'll get in their future. And especially like for us, we work with kids of that internally displaced kids from Eastern Ukraine, and then we work with kids of military. So I think their parents actually are teaching them, or maybe not their parents, maybe the situations they're in actually teaching them that they have to work hard to get somewhere in life. But I also believe with classes that we held, with experiences we create, with volunteers like you have, they actually, I want to believe, they feel that it's possible to get there by seeing good examples, good role models in their lives.
Yeah, I think I could definitely tell. I mean, as a teacher in the U.S., you know, one of the biggest things I deal with is probably like behavior issues and getting kids like focused and wanting to learn. But like here, yeah, they all are just happy to be there and focused and trying their best to like learn.
Thank you for
English.
Sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What about difficulty that you had by teaching kids or maybe like getting around in Ukraine? Anything that you would just recommend other volunteers?
I mean, there hasn't really been that many difficulties. I mean, I guess like learn some basic Ukrainian.
Basic Ukrainian.
I mean, even just like I can say I don't understand Ukrainian. Do you speak English? And
something
usually
like
most of them will switch to English at that point. Because there is a bit of a language barrier, but most people in restaurants or any like kind of service industry do seem to speak English. But it's probably the biggest thing. I plan ahead, and I took a bus here, and the border wasn't bad, but I've heard it's a lot longer getting out, and I didn't buy a train ticket in time. So maybe make sure if you're planning when you're leaving, buy a plane a train ticket ahead of time so you don't have to deal with the border wait.
It's a good point.
Because I may be there. I've heard it's like 6 or 7 hours sometimes.
It can be. And also after recording our podcast, I'll help you with the tickets because sometimes you can buy them ahead of time, but 2 or 3 days before the slots opens up. And usually that happens. So I would recommend for anybody who is in Ukraine, just check in a couple days before you leave in the country.
Okay.
And I would probably 90% of the times that you would see the train tickets. So we'll talk about it later.
Right.
But that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I also wanted to ask you, like, what is your opinion on war in Ukraine or predictions or ending of the war in Ukraine? And what do you think Ukrainian people should do after, like, on this topic?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think the war is terrible. I believe in, like, self-determination and that every country and people should have the freedom to choose their own path and the way they want to go. And I did a history lesson on the history of Ukraine. For one of the lessons with
I
the camp.
I actually heard it was a really good lesson.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I mean, to be honest, we don't learn Ukrainian history in the U.S. other than Holodomor. It's the only thing like we really learn. So it was good for me to learn everything. And looking back, like Ukraine has always seemed to look west towards Europe. And there's been like Russia's tried to like force Russification in the past.
It seems like it.
And it seems like, and it's always failed. And it seems like this is just going to be another failed attempt because I'm confident Ukraine will win. Hopefully my country continues to support it and the election goes in a positive way in November so that we can keep supplying Ukraine because I know what they're fighting for is important and it's just defending democracy around the world. That's what the United States should do supposedly. So hopefully we continue to do that. So
you mentioned there's lots of discussions in U.S. about politics in Ukraine and help to Ukraine. Don't you think those people would change their minds if they actually would come to Ukraine and see how things are here?
I definitely think so. Yeah, I think, traveling in general and then coming and seeing, what Ukraine's like and what they're fighting for and realizing the effect of, all the, things Russia's doing with the civilian deaths and targeting. I mean, I think there was an air alarm today and they hit a children's hospital. So, I mean.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Just witnessing that, how you can not argue to continue supporting
it.
I don't
see something like that. Yeah. That it's not fair. It should be black and white. This is wrong. That should not be happening. And unfortunately, we in Ukraine, we don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. We can't just leave or stop. We have to fight until its end.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Well, we're very thankful for support of you personally as a volunteer and also, of course, your country. Without the United States, we probably would not be sitting here in Lviv right now. So we're very glad. Mm-hmm. Support was amazing. We're very thankful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I've loved being here. It's been life-changing. And if anyone's listening and considering it, just
would you recommend coming to Ukraine?
Yeah, come to Ukraine. It's an amazing country. Lviv's an amazing city. The people are friendly, and especially once they find out you're here to volunteer. It's
for us, you might not see it now. It might something that you come to realization when you come back to US, or maybe eventually, because sometimes when you volunteer, you don't see it right away. But eventually you realize that what you've done here, and something I want to emphasize too. But for us, when we walk around in the city right now and we see international volunteers, when our kids see international volunteers, it gives us a hope that everything is going to be okay, that the world cares. So even if you're here just to do that, some people might think it's not really that much, but it is a lot because we're spreading the world. We make people, Ukrainian people, feel like we're not alone and believe in a bright future ahead of us because amazing people like you support us. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah,
and I really hope you come back to us next year or any year you can. You're always welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I definitely will be back.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed our amazing volunteer story as much as I did. I truly hope it inspires you to volunteer in Ukraine. We need as much help as we can get, and every effort counts. Check out our Instagram, Make It Possible Ukraine, and our website, makeitpossibleua.org, for information on our current and future programs. If you can, please support our future initiatives financially by donating on our website. Your contribution will help us continue to bring smiles to more kids in Ukraine. Thank you so much, and see you in the next episode.